It is 8:27. It is the Morning Line program. My name is Danny Preston. Thanks for tuning in this morning. KNBA keeping you in tune with our community, and it is our privilege to welcome to the program linguist Miles Creed. Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
So, great to have you in here. There's been some real exciting news concerning social media and Indigenous languages, specifically Inupiaq language is now on Facebook.
Yeah.
And thanks largely in part to you and the associates you work with. So first off, why do we need Inupiaq language on Facebook?
Well, I think we need Inupiaq language everywhere. And so I think Facebook is just one place that the language can exist and thrive. I know for myself, I'm on Facebook kind of all day long, and to have a space where especially young people can use the language, see the language, and have it represented, I think is really going to be very useful.
And it's interesting that no matter where we are on the planet, learning strategies have certainly evolved, and it's like this epiphany for an old man like me that, if you want young people to learn Inupiaq, don't send it to some institution, put it on social media.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. I've heard of people who are in Maine and Florida and California who have either been using Inupiaq Facebook or engage. We also have a Facebook page called Speak Inupiaq to Me. And so people are able to engage with Inupiaq even if they weren't raised around the language or if they live somewhere else far across the country. And so I think a lot of times people think of technology as a scary thing for Indigenous languages because English is so dominant online. But I think it is also an opportunity to see the language in places where it hasn't been represented before.
Carpe diem. Mm-hmm. Seize the day. What a great idea. And, I'm thinking, from an educational standpoint, is really perpetuation of the language and thereby the culture. Am I getting the gist of that?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things about Inupiaq is the days of the months are based around the calendar of the types of activities that you might be experiencing throughout the year. And if you just get a translation to, December or November, those terms don't mean a lot in Inupiaq, but the Indigenous terms like Sikinrilak for, no sun for December or something like that, seeing those on Facebook is going to, in a way, perpetuate the culture on a digital space, which I think is really neat.
Yes. Now, let's, in case folks who are listening now want to try this, I couldn't figure out how to get to it. And so you showed me, you actually got to go to your Facebook page or whatever, but type in facebook.com/translator.
Yeah. When I first published it, I didn't realize that it wasn't available to everyone. So right now it's only available to people who have the translation application set to Inupiaq. And so to translate your Facebook into Inupiaq, you're going to have to go to facebook.com/translations with an S. And then you will change your option of your Facebook Translate application to Inupiaq. And then at the top of the page, it'll say, we recommend that you also change your Facebook settings to Inupiaq. And it'll prompt you to do that as well. So it's a little bit of, quite a few steps to getting it on there. It's not on the official settings yet. But if you go to facebook.com/translations, then you'll be able to add it as an option. And see.
I have my Facebook set to Inupiaq right now, and so I can't read a darn thing. but it looks cool, and I'm very impressed. So you are a linguistics specialist, and you're schooling at the University of Victoria
in British Columbia.
What got you interested in obviously as a linguistic student, you're going to be interested in a lot of different things. Why Inupiaq? How did you decide that piqued your interest?
Well, I grew up in Kotzebue, and so I grew up around the language. I had Inupiaq classes in elementary school, but didn't really pick up very much. And in school, I've learned other foreign languages. But it was important to me that when I came back to Alaska that I was contributing to the Alaska community by working with Inupiaq and learning Inupiaq. And so I think, you know, there's a lot of linguists who work with English or Spanish or something like that. And I don't feel like at the end of the day, those languages need as much resources and support as indigenous languages do after being oppressed for so long.
So talk about the process. How do you bit off this huge chunk of social and cultural pie. How did you get it together?
So about maybe 2 years ago, I had just thought about how it would be neat to have Inupiaq and Facebook, and I talked to a friend of mine who's also from Kotzebue, but he lives in Silicon Valley, and so I talked to him. He had developed an app where you could type in Inupiaq on your phone, and so we tried this like translator app that would have been like an add-on to a browser, and it didn't really work, and so it was kind of fortuitous that somebody at because of Grant Magdans' work on the application to type Inupiaq on your phone, somebody at Facebook actually reached out to him about the possibility of adding it as a translation language, which is really exciting. And then once it was added, there was the opportunity for volunteers to translate and use crowdsourcing to get all those translations. But unfortunately, there wasn't enough translations happening on a volunteer basis, so I applied for a grant from the Alaska Humanities Forum.
And it's not like you just walk across the street. This is a big geographical area.
And so I was able to travel, hire two professional translators, Pausarok Harcharik in Utqiagvik and Muriel Hobson, who's based in Anchorage, and really. Their translations, as well as a lot of translations I did, are the main reason that it's been able to be translated. So I'm so thankful to them. And
talk about the experience of working with them.
One of the awesome things is, both of them are professional translators, and there's a lot of words on Facebook that don't, you know, we don't really use in Inupiaq or even in English in our day-to-day lives that are, you know, basically just terms that, like, unfriend or something that's, like, just for Facebook. and so because they had the Pausarok and Muriel are such, they're so good at their jobs, they've been able to create terms based on how an Inupiaq person would think of these terms. Like, for example, one of the words is emoticon. And so Pausarok used the word ginyarok, which is little face. So it's been awesome working with them because they have so much knowledge of how the language works. And but one of the challenges, too, is because there is such variability. Sometimes there could be three different translations from myself, Pausarok, and Muriel. And so sometimes it's hard to, we have to like come to a consensus on what one of those terms should be.
I know it's tough too when you're talking about different concepts, whether they're concrete or abstract. Mm-hmm. Abstract concepts, translating those is way beyond anything I can imagine. But even something concrete, because you mentioned, for example, in English, snow is snow.
Yeah.
In a lot of northern languages, there's a different word for snow depending on the temperature, on the texture, on what the wind's doing,
and so forth.
And I'm just thinking of what a challenge that would be to try to come up with some consensus.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so many options in how to translate something. And for some of the terms, like I think Pasarik was saying for comment, is it a question? Is it a command? Is it a how exactly are we representing this on Facebook? And so some of those terms, it's been really difficult to even translate at all.
And I'm looking at my homepage on Facebook, which I'm not going to try to pronounce home, A-U-L-L-A-G-N-I-I-S-A-A-G-V-I-K.
Nisakovic, I think.
And is that literally home?
That's literally place to begin, place to start.
Okay. Well, we all have to start somewhere, and you've got a good start going on this project. How about other languages? Is there talk of doing other northern languages or indigenous languages in general?
Absolutely. Part of the excitement around Inupiaq Facebook is that there's the opportunity for other languages to be added. Currently, there's already Cherokee and Inuktun, which is like Canadian Inupiaq. Those are both options on Facebook translations, and we're in talks to get Tlingit, Tsimshian, Haida, and Yupik added as well. So we'll be excited to see when that happens.
So you're in this kind of for the long haul.
Yeah,
I mean, this is not something that. Well, this week I think you know.
Yeah.
Once again, I just want to remind folks, if you want to check this out, Facebook.com/translations. And then you want to choose from the huge language menu, and I'm going to pronounce it wrong, but Inupiatun. It's Inupiatun.
Yeah.
Is how you'll find it there, and you can play around with it too. And you know, while you're there, you can put in Norwegian or Portuguese or whatever else you want to. So what's now? What's your next step?
Well, only about if people do go on to Inupiaq Facebook, they'll realize that most of it's still in English. And so we still have lots of translations to do. If people do speak Inupiaq and they're able to contribute translations, every little bit will help. So I think I'm guessing about 15% of the interface is translated. So we're hoping to get 100% of it translated. And then, you know, maybe Instagram and Twitter, and you know, it's not going to just stop at Facebook. We want to have a whole space where people can engage in their own indigenous languages online.
Okay. Now, if somebody wanted to get involved with the project, lend a hand, or even has questions about it, should they contact you or a website they can go to?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm on Facebook. You can Miles Creed, MYLES. Last name is CREED, and it's probably the best way to contact me.
Okay, fabulous. It's 8:41. Our guest this morning is Miles Creed. Miles is a linguist who is instrumental in having the Inupiaq language now on Facebook and still working on it. As we get set to wrap up, anything else you want to mention?
One other thing I could mention is that Alaska Pacific University, starting in October, is going to be having community Inupiaq classes, so keep an eye out for that.
Okay, fabulous. Miles Creed, thanks so much for joining us today on Morning Line, and thanks for all the great work.
Koinok, thank you.